In his rallies and pretty much all other occasions, President Trump loves to talk about the growing economy.
Since my election, America has gained 7 million new jobs. The unemployment rate has hit the lowest rate in a half a century. The average unemployment rate under my administration is lower than any previous administration in the history of our country.
Most analysts agree that basic indicators, including the stock market, GDP, and unemployment, look great, giving the president a political boost.
I believe it is fair to say that the economy has continued its upward trend throughout the end of the Obama administration and the beginning of the Trump administration.
But how do Americans feel?
People say that we are getting a more of a tax cut and the economy is better. I can't necessarily see that personally.
A recent Gallup poll shows that Americans rate this economy as the best since the late 1990s. Yet many Americans work minimum wage jobs and have difficulty paying all of their bills. More than 38 million people live below the poverty threshold, and more than 90 million live close to poverty.
Sure, wealth is growing, but there's also a growing fear that some of this wealth is concentrated among a few people, and it's not really being spread across the population.
A point that Democratic presidential contenders like to hone in on as they attack Trump's economic policies.
Economy and a government that works for all of us, not wealthy campaign contributors.
The same poll showed that more than 6 in 10 Americans say they are better off than they were when Trump took office.
And it's extremely difficult to beat a president, it doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, when the economy is roaring along, there are plenty of jobs, wages are going up. All of those things help keep an incumbent president in office.
No other incumbent president in the past 3 decades has enjoyed such a high percentage of people saying they feel better about their economic situation. Still, there are many other factors that will determine the final outcome in the November election.